Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Back at it on The Fan in New York. The Knicks just tipped off. Your Brooklyn Nets get a win over the LeBron-less Lakers. Who cares? Dial 888-808-1019 one time. I need all the Yankee fans across the land, whether you're in the tri-state area, whether you're somewhere that I can't pronounce, listening to my voice tonight on March 10th, 2025. As the season is still some 17 days away, I head to spring training on March 17th, a week from today. The show goes on. I'm not leaving. The show goes on. We must march forward. Never surrender. So I was on yesterday, a little Sunday sauce, sprinkles some Sunday sauce on y'all, and I knew what was coming. I mean, I knew it was coming on Friday when I was on and Paulie broke the news about an MRI. I knew. What does this mean? There's only one thing it could mean after last year. So let me say that first. No one should be surprised. No one should be shocked. If you're a Yankee fan that didn't just jump on the bandwagon after the World Series, if you're a baseball fan and you know who Gerrit Cole is, this shouldn't come as a surprise to any of you. 888-808-1019. Gerrit Cole had this issue last year. Around this time last year, he got shut down. Around this time last year, I think he went and talked to Dr. Eletrosh. And we were all scared. We were all shook last year. And he didn't have to get the surgery, but we all knew. We all knew. Hey, it's inevitable. This guy has thrown a ton. 12-year vet. This guy's another year older. And, oh, we dodged one. And the Yankees last year stepped up. And they're going to step up again. The Yankees' rotation last year stepped up in the absence of Gerrit Cole, and it was so refreshing. It was such a pleasant surprise. It was so nice to see guys say, hey, what are we supposed to do? Pack it in? That's one guy. And yes, that one guy is the, you know, reigning Cy Young from 2 years ago. That guy is an all-star. That guy is one of the best pitchers of this generation. That guy is a leader on this team. He might as well be a captain right under Aaron Judge. And you know what? Now I'm looking at the captain, Aaron Judge. I'm looking at Hal Steinbrenner. I'm looking at Brian Cashman. I'm looking at Aaron Boone. Because right now we need leadership. Right now we need to rally. And I've seen Aaron Boone do that with the next man up teams. It's always next man up. It was next man up as soon as you heard Giancarlo Stanton had tennis elbow, right? It was next man up as soon as you heard the reigning rookie of the year, Luis Gil, would be shut down for a while. There are guys that are on this team that dreamed of being Yankees as kids. There are guys on this team that came to New York, this side of New York, because the Yankees were in the World Series last year. If you heard Paul Goldschmidt on with Evan and Tiki, he said he wanted to win a World Series. He wanted to play for a team with a chance to get to the World Series, and the Yankees still very much have that chance. You see, the Dodgers won it last year, and the Yankees were there to meet them. It went chalk, right? It went as expected. The favorites actually made it. Two high payrolls with MVPs. Like, last year was so chalky. The National League MVP versus the American League MVP. I just can't put any money on it being one versus one going chalk like that again. Baseball has more parity than any of these sports. Teams don't repeat. I'm not even so sure that the, you know, $1 billion plus in deferrals that the Dodgers put together is going to get them to the Fall Classic. There's so much to be seen. So I'm not packing it up. The season's not over. Like, everybody wants to pull up to drink Yankee fan tears. I don't have any tears for you. I'm so excited for the season. It's a long ride. It's a roller coaster. And, hey, I'll tell you when to get off the roller coaster. I do it the last 3 years. I do it every year when I know, hey, this team's got it or this team doesn't. But I'll tell you this, as far as fans go, there are Yankee fans that I know just hate the team. Let the hype die down then, right? I just mentioned the World Series bandwagon fans. I never seen more people in Billy's. Bodega is too crowded. The train is too crowded. Section 203 is too out of control, too popular. Let them stay home. Let the casuals go home, right? Let the Fairweather fans stay at the crib and hate on the team from the couch. We don't want you here. We don't need you here. If you want to go root for Juan Soto, go to Queens. 888-808-1019. It's the New York Yankees, bro. This is what they do. They'll figure it out. And what I'm saying to you as a fan is, if you're a diehard fan, you're a lifelong fan, how are you going to get off the ride before the ride starts? Cole is down. Stanton is probably down for the year, too. Heal for half the year, whatever. DJ LeMay, whatever. We're expecting DJ to do anything. But yeah, let the bandwagoners fall off. Let people peacock right now. Let other fans in baseball tell you that the Yankees aren't going to be good, that the Yankees aren't making the postseason, that the American League is wide open. Good. That's all part of the script. That's all part of the movie we're about to watch. A fantastic voyage. And what a movie the Yankees have the chance to make. No, not like that little YouTube mini movie about signing Juan Soto. That's corny as hell. I'm talking about a real life movie. Riveting stuff. Not signing free agents and posturing like the free agent didn't take the largest contract in sports history and dancing all around that to create a narrative that you'll try to strengthen more than money. Anyway, the Yankees have the power. How many times you hear Boone say, we hold the pen? Well, yeah, you hold the pen, and you know what? I don't. I don't get to pitch. I don't get to hit. This is what I do. I get to talk. I say the number 888-808-1019, hoping to talk to you, hoping to talk to the fans. This is the only little bit of power I have. Some people think I influenced the beard policy change. Some people think I influenced the changing of Frank Sinatra's New York, New York not being played after losses. Well, if I have any influence, and it's not a coincidence, listen to me and listen to me good. New York Yankees and New York Yankees fans. The show must go on. There's business for months. How many nights did I tell you that the Yankees made more money this season than any other season all time getting back to the World Series? Well, the numbers are out, and I think the numbers are probably short. It was reported today that the Yankees made $411 million, a record, a franchise record for ticket sales and luxury suite sales. I went to more Yankee games last season than any other season. I was in the suite level more than any other season. I saw with my own eyes. They drew so many fans from March to October. Are they about to just lie down now? Are the Yankees about to take this lion down? If they do, right, I won't be on this mic screaming about anything, honestly. And I'll be able to tell. Let's see how they react. Let's see if that $308 million self-imposed cap on spending changes. Let's see if Brian Cashman, who has so much still to prove, right? After Fire Cashman t-shirts and Fire Cashman night, missing the postseason, going 82-80, and then following it up with a trip to the World Series, but losing in embarrassing fashion where you've been mocked every single day since. You lose the World Series. You lose Juan Soto to your crosstown rivals. You lose Giancarlo Stanton because he didn't speak up about his elbows, the guy that was the ALCS MVP. You lose Garrett Cole, your ace, who's supposed to take the ball on opening day. You still have to sell tickets to opening day. Who takes the ball now? The Yankees have a business to run. The Yankees are in the business of winning championships. So if they take this lion down, I'm not going to get on the fan every night and tell you, hey, you got to believe. No, that's the Mets line. Hey, we can do it. Hope. Keep hope alive. Hope, hope, hope. No, I'm not doing it, bro. And I'm not saying that they need to go trade for Nolan Arenado right now. Sandy Alcantara, Dylan Cease, get me Luis Urias. I'm not saying they have to do that. What I'm saying is pay attention to their moves. The fan base needs it. This fan base is hurt. This fan base is hurting. This fan base, yeah, we had the thrill of getting to a World Series, but it's been hit after hit after hit after hit. And now, for me, the pain has turned into pissed off. I'm hot. I'm mad. But again, I can't do anything about it besides get on this mic and talk to you and let whoever can hear me, hear me. Get on this live stream and let whoever can see me, see me. I'm a lifelong Yankee fan. I love the team. I love the fans. I love our culture at the stadium. Happy New Year. We're about to be back in the Bronx. Opening day. I'll see you there. But pay attention to how the New York Yankees respond. This is another year in Judge's career. This is another year where the quote-unquote American League is weak. This is another year where you have talent, you have young emerging talent, you have older fading talent, but you have a ton of fans that are expecting you to produce and win, and the bar doesn't get lowered now. But if that's what you're on, then take that somewhere else. I can't surrender. I'm not built like that. We're going to learn some life lessons through this season in this team. Adversity hits, what do you do? We're going to learn about character. We're going to learn about how some of these players on this team, like what they're made of. We're going to learn about the owner of this team, the general manager of this team, the manager of this team, what they do now to react to not having $32 million Giancarlo Stanton, their former MVP, multiple-time All-Star, DH, not having Garrett Cole, Cy Young, multiple-time All-Star winner, ace, losing Juan Soto, where Juan Soto hit a homer today. The other night, he was 3-for-3. Juan Soto is Soto-matic. He's automatic. He's going to post. And you know what? Across town, your little bros are walking around with their heads high, their chest out, laughing at you, drinking your tears, telling you to cope, saying you're cooked. These are my Mets. These aren't my Mets right now. I'm talking to my people, Paulie. Give it a break. 888-808-1019. Yankee fans, call me up. It is not the end. The season can't end before it begins. We lost a couple guys. There's a whole team of guys with something to prove. The strongest fan base in the world with something to watch, something to see. I don't know about you. I live and die with these games. I can't wait for first pitch every day. I can't wait to come here and talk about what happened. I'm not folding. Because I've learned in my own life, we don't know the future. And God puts things in front of your path. You got to go through them. You can't go around them. And when you go through them, you become. When adversity hits and you face it head on, it makes you tougher. It makes you stronger. It makes you better. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if this team is going to do it, if this team is going to write the comeback story of being the 2025 World Series champions, maybe they're not a rocket ship, the first place team, the number one. Maybe they got to go through some struggle, some adversity, and the general manager and owner got to help the roster out. And I can see it. I can see it happening. But if they don't, like I said, hey, I won't be on this mic lying to you. I won't tell you, come on, be positive, glass half full. Like, there's a report that, you know, the Yankees are looking for a right-handed bat, and now they're looking for more pitching. They should have had it already. They're not above criticism at all. They should have had these holes fixed. They should have stacked the deck. Brian Cashman, when I last saw you before the trade deadline, what did I say then? Stack the deck. We didn't go get Tanner Scott. We didn't go get Flaherty. We didn't go get extra pitching. We got Jazz Chisholm, and shout out to Mark Leiter Jr. It wasn't enough. Learn from your mistakes. Before you know it, there's no time left. And there is no tomorrow.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
A perfect game for David Cohn. The third time, works like a charm. It is the third perfect game in Yankee Stadium history. Don Larson in 56, David Wells in 98, David Cohn in 99. 27 up, 27 down. David Cohn has attained baseball immortality.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
It's a hard knock life for the Giants, not the Yankees. Like, the Giants literally did the first and only offseason hard knocks. And now the rumor is players don't want to come play for Joe Shane, don't want to join the Giants. And, I mean, they signed a couple players. You just heard one in the update. But, I mean, people were like, wait, you wouldn't give Saquon 3 years, $38 million, but you gave Darius Slayton that money? We'll get there. We will get to the NFL talk. We will get to the Jets and the Giants. In my chat, someone just said, I'm a Giants fan. I'm mad as hell we let the Jets get Justin Fields. We better not end up with Russ or Rodgers. You might not end up with either one. 888-808-109. You probably have Jameis eating W's in East Rutherford. Artie is in Rockland, first up on the Fan talking Yanks.
Thank you, Keith, for taking my call. I have a very, very good, I think, suggestion for what Yankee management should do now that we've lost Soto and Cole and Giancarlo, and we're hurting. I would sit down, a couple of the young guys, Jason Dominguez in particular, I'd sit him down and say, listen, we apologize, we're sorry, you're not a left fielder. You know what, we need you to flourish the way you did in the minors as a center fielder. You flourished the first year for nine games with four homers. You were a center fielder. We're going to put you in center field indefinitely. Don't look over your shoulder, don't look at the minors, don't look at anybody. You're the center fielder going forward, and relax and hit the cover off the ball like you're capable of.
Yeah, that's not going to change anything, Artie. They've put Trent Grisham in center field since he's been back. We haven't seen Dominguez. They'll put Cody Bellinger in left field. Dominguez is going to play left field. That's not. And
Dominguez should play center. It's messing with his bat. He can't concentrate. That's not moving the needle.
That's not moving the needle. Thanks for the call, Artie. That's got nothing to do with what we're talking about right now. And like, all right, let's break it down. Jason Dominguez, an unproven rookie, moving him to center field, is he going to be MVP? Is that going to make up for the hole in the rotation? We did the song and dance with Dominguez 2 weeks ago, right? When Dominguez dropped another pop-up and left and he had like three bloopers, whatever, he's been fine since. And I had called for the Yankees to put Trent Grisham in left field. I'm like, what's your allegiance to Trent Grisham? I don't even care to talk about Trent Grisham versus. They're not going to do that. What they need to do is make a move. Make one move in the spring. One. I'm not asking for you to figure out the World Series roster. We're going to break camp and go on opening day with a different team that'll be in the postseason anyway. But I'm saying be proactive here. Make a move. Show the fan base that you're not actually stuck at $307, $308 million, a self-imposed cap on this team. Like, be proactive. Show us a sense of urgency. Like, the way I feel, I said to somebody online, like, I'm too old to throw away seasons. You know what I'm saying? I can't waste a season. I'm another year closer to not being old enough to go to the stadium and run around the stadium and do what I do. I'm not giving up on the team. So, Hal Steinbrenner, please. Brian Cashman, hello. Add to this team. You already had holes. So now these holes are glaring after you lose Gerrit Cole, so much so that the first caller tonight is saying, put Dominguez in center field. That's like a third tier issue right now. He's going to play left field, and he's going to figure it out in left field, and they're set on him being in left field. Brian out in West Sacramento, California, downtown in New York on the Fan.
If you gave me like 500 different scenarios to improve the Yankees, I don't even know if I'd bring up Jason Dominguez.
It has nothing to do with it. We're over it.
Completely irrelevant. The reason I'm calling, I mean, I understand, I respect your kind of positive attitude going forward, and I don't want to be like some crybaby on Twitter. You know,
be real, but be real.
I mean, you got Cole gone. You got Heal out 3 months. Clark Schmidt missed 3 or 4 months last year. Max Fried has forearm issues the last 2 years. You know, Will Warren is going to be in the rotation. Dude, he was a rookie. I get it. He looked horrendous last year. I don't even know what he's doing in spring training. Maybe he's changed it.
He looks better. He looks better, but it's exhibition. It's spring.
Right, right. And then Stroman, who, listen, Stroman is what he is now, and his bugaboo has always been he disintegrates towards the end of the season anyways, and it's only becoming more pronounced. So, I don't want to take that fork out, man, but I am very concerned. And
you should be.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean, saying, hey, make moves, make moves. You know, this pitching rotation that was all world is now being held together with, you know, toothpicks and Band-Aids. So I don't
Carlos
know
Carrasco is going to get starts. Will Warren is forced into the lineup. We can hope that he's Rookie of the Year and we have back-to-back Rookie of the Years in the rotation, but that's far-fetched. Thanks for the call, Brian. 888-808-1019. I said this when Heal went down. I said, what looked like a strength is no longer a strength. We came into camp with Yankee fans crying about, trade Marcus Stroman, $18 million. He didn't even pitch the last 2 months of the season. Get him out of here. We need Nolan Arenado. Now you need Marcus Stroman. And then you get into a tricky spot where it's like, if he pitches 140 innings, that contract vests. You don't want that. And it just all comes back around to allocation of funds. How the team was built. Don't call me tonight and say anything about Cole opting out. Like, that conspiracy theory to me is just so dumb. Oh, Cole opted out, and the Yankees should have let him go. Cole opted out because he knew that his elbow. No. No. Cole opted out because that was built into his contract to opt out and test free agency. Boris had him do it. And you know what he said? No, I'm fine. I'm fine right here. This is where I want to be. I don't need to test free agency. And it had nothing to do with the elbow. How do the Yankees respond? Do they make a trade for another starter? I don't think they'll do that. But make a trade for a bat. You needed another bat before you lost Gerrit Cole. Mike is in North Jersey. Mike, you got it next.
Steve, glad to be on. I completely disagree with you about the Yankees and being optimistic about this year. Even before Cole went down, I just don't see it. I mean, you guys, last year you were a 500 team in the second half. That's with Cole coming back. You go through the playoffs, you beat the Royals, who were not even 500 if you take away them playing the White Sox. Same with the Indians, the Guardians. It's just the team isn't good. There's flaws all over the field.
It's 2025, Mike. Last year's over. Go on, though. Last year's over. I can't go back to last year. You play who you play. And they beat who they played and got to the World Series. I can't take anything from that.
That's fair. I agree with you, and that's fair. And that's
different team this year. Cody Bellinger wasn't on that team. Paul Goldschmidt wasn't on that team. Devin Williams wasn't the closer of that team. Max Fried wasn't on that team. Jason Dominguez.
Right, like, is Aaron Judge going to duplicate what he did last year? No.
Probably not, but he's still Aaron Judge.
You lost Juan Soto.
Yeah, and now Judge goes to right field, and they need to pick up the slack.
Okay.
Juan Soto is great, but it doesn't mean like. Yep. Losing Juan Soto, you get Max Fried, and now you need Max Fried in that rotation. So I guess there's a little bit of a silver lining in that.
So Max Fried has been great, but he's injury prone. His ERA is great, but he's injury. He might be healthy now. So you have Max Fried. So he basically picks up the slack of having Cole for a half a year last year. So we're like, I don't see the optimism. I really the Yankees.
Thanks for the call, Mike. You don't have to see the optimism. And I'm not selling optimism. I'm selling you don't quit on a season. You don't pack it up before we get started. Why do people gamble? Why do people bet on these things? Why are people putting future bets in right now? Because we don't know. Why are we so obsessed with watching sports? Because we don't know how the game is going to end. The Knicks are up 41-22 in Sacramento. Boy, do they need this win. People are watching this entire game to see the Knicks actually get it done. We will watch this entire Yankee season with the belief that this can happen, that can happen, someone will rise, and maybe they can make their way back to the World Series and win it. Stop calling me about 2024. It's a wrap. I had a whole show last week where I was like, last year is over. Can we stop doing that? No 2 years are alike. It's a different team. 888-808-1019. Justin in Floral Park gets to talk next. You got it, Justin. Go.
Yeah, Keith, last year's over. Just want to let you know the ASS t-shirts are there. I'm giving you one. I got to get the size for you. It's out there. I dragged you in it. It's
after
my
Soto signed. After Soto switched.
Son. It's there. It's on ASS. There on X. I put you on there, so we're ready to roll, ready to roll. As far as the Yankees go, Keith, I couldn't agree with you more. Why can't we go after J.D. Martinez? That's a bat. That's a veteran. He's won everywhere he's gone, including the Mets last year, the make-it-happen Mets last year. So why not bring J.D. Martinez over here, a veteran bat, to play DH every day?
At this point, I would, Justin. At this point, I would, just to give the fan base a little boost of something. But the phrase that everyone's running with on Yankees Twitter is, we're out of loop. We're out of loop.
I don't get that.
No, they're never out of loop. They're rich AF. They're never out of loop.
I mean, come on. So I would do that before I do the pitcher, because honestly, you're not getting a pitcher right now. Okay, maybe you get Sandy down the road. You know, maybe you get somebody that falls out of it. Maybe even Jake comes here if he has a good year for Texas.
But see, that's what I'm saying, too. I'm not expecting them to get an arm right now while the rest of the league is gearing up. That'll come once we see some things. But you can sign a J.D. Martinez, and you could trade for another bat, a backup. You can make a move that just says, hello, Yankee fans. Like, we're on it. We're picking up the phones. We're checking on some things. We're not going to let this be a sinking ship.
Like, sometimes some of these veterans get cut, you know, down cut down day, so they could see somebody down the road there too.
Hey,
but that's the guy I would target right now is J.D. Martinez.
For sure, for sure.
Guys went everywhere, and I agree with you, Keith. They got a great bullpen. They can win some of these games, you know.
They can win a lot more of the games than they lose.
Who knows? I mean, listen, we don't know what Dominguez is yet, but I have a big, you know, feeling for him. Like you said, I think Bellinger's going to help a ton. Goldschmidt's, you know, people are thinking he's shot. I don't think so.
No.
And the bottom line is, you know, we need Dominguez and we need, you know.
Austin Wells leading off. This guy's cracking home runs in spring training.
Everyone's killing that move, but I think Austin Wells is going to become leadoff hitter. So,
hey, fine by me right now.
Judge. So, you know, listen, I told you who I fear in the American League right now. It's just the Red Sox, what they did with that, you know, young pitching staff and getting Walker Buehler there. But outside of that, I don't think Houston's Houston. You know, Texas maybe might have improved, but, you know, and the Orioles still got a young team that are a little bit wet behind the ears. So, I mean, the Yankees are still favored to win a division, even with Cole going down.
Yeah.
The odds were out. They're still the favorite. So, I'm not worried, Keith. I don't know what these fans are. Like you said, you don't give up on a season. There's 162 of these. Enjoy it, and let's roll.
Thanks for the call, Justin. I'm not built like that. I don't know what's going to happen. Neither do you. I'm not packing it in right now. I'm not saying what can or can't happen. I'm not proclaiming the Yankees World Series champions either. It was a hard road before the Cole injury. It was a hard road when Heel and Giancarlo Stanton news came through. It was a hard road when they told you DJ LeMay was going to be healthy, and you're like, come on, get somebody at third base. But it's baseball. You can't predict baseball. Other teams are going to get hurt. Somebody's going to get hot. Somebody's going to be cold. Like I said about the Dodgers are chilling right now, right? Because they got the stack roster, the deferred money. They're the odds-on favorite, but, like, they still got to do it. They still got to put their cleats on. They got to put their gloves on. They got to go out and physically do it. There are baseball gods, and there's cosmic energy and higher things at play, right? You know, the Mets fans are walking around like Juan Soto's already powering them to the World Series. It's insane, actually. And I'm like, you got to overcome the curse of yourself. You got to overcome your own history. We'll be watching that, too. Paul is in Franklin Square. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about the Yankees. I'm not stressing out either. Yeah, I'm with you. You know, like, listen, you got a whole season to play. Anything can happen. We'll be fine. You know, like, we make the playoffs most of the time anyway, so we'll probably make the playoffs. It's going to be rough. It's going to be tough. not going to go as smoothly as we thought it would. But, you know, we'll be all right. But with that being said, listen, I just want to point out, last year when Cashman, you know, when he traded for Soto, he was taking a risk and it didn't pay off. I said to my friends, I said,
they went to the World Series.
It did. Yeah, they went to the World Series, but they didn't win it, and they won it, and they lost.
They won the American League. They did pay off.
You're right.
They won the division.
Were you satisfied with that, though? The way they went out like that with the Dodgers last time?
I enjoyed much of it until the very end of it.
Yeah, listen, me too. Excuse me too. I went to Game 4 and Game 5. Listen, I was enjoying. I was having a great time. Up 5-0. That inning was embarrassing.
I was in there as well. Yeah, didn't see it coming. Thanks for the call, Paul. I understand what you're getting at, right? And a lot of people have come around on this. Some folks were talking about, wish we had Michael King. Should have never traded for Juan Soto. No, you come on. You had an obvious need for a Juan Soto. Coming off of 82 and 80, where you lost Judge and you did not make the postseason at all, that's when those conversations started. I was in Seattle when Derek Jeter told everybody, I think Brian Cashman should go after Juan Soto. And everybody kind of, those conversations started then. Cash started talking to AJ Preller then. How do you think they even got Juan Soto? Because they were first in line and stayed in line. Also with Omar Minaya's relationship with Preller. And you have to give to get. Cashman almost didn't want to give up Michael King of New York. And a lot of us were saying, oh, don't do it too. But, I mean, majority of the fan base is like, it's Juan Soto. Are you nuts? Give them everybody. Higashioka, Drew Thorpe, Randy Vasquez, Johnny Brito. Give them whoever. We have a need. Judge can't do it on his own. We didn't know if Judge was going to be hobbled with the toe. And we needed left-handed power. We needed a left-handed bat. So you can't. I had so much fun last year. You can't sell me on trading for Juan Soto wasn't worth it because they actually did end one drought, the appearance drought. They actually did win the pennant. They actually did win the division, and they had some great games. There was a lot of fun to be had for Yankee fans. Look at the ticket sales. That was the highest selling year ever. Why? Because people were pulling up to see the tandem of Soto and Judge. 888-808-1019, and I'll say this as well. You made that move to get Soto, not knowing what type of human being he is. He is a cyborg. He's not human. But you thought that you could bring him into the Bronx, put him in some pinstripes, introduce him to Mariano Rivera, Derek Jeter, Jorge Posada, Bernie Williams, and everybody else, show him Monument Park, a brand new redone clubhouse, all of this stuff, what it's like to be a Yankee. And that would potentially sway him after the roll call was loud for him all year. Juan Soto, the loudest name chanted. After people showed up with blank checks and signs, we love Juan Soto. As soon as this guy hits the field, you thought that that would give you a potential upper hand in free agency. I don't blame you for trying. It did not. It did not. But you still try to do that because you knew across town was the richest owner in the sport that didn't have to do any of that. All he had to do was show him dollar bill. Benjamin Franklin. Cha-ching. Paul.
Yeah, no, I think that's a big part of it. And any Yankee fan who thinks that they shouldn't have done the Juan Soto trade isn't a real Yankee.
What?
Fan. It's like, absolutely. You do that trade 100 out of 100 damn times. And You're a realistic Yankee fan. 2 years ago, you hopped off the roller coaster in July. You didn't hop off in
July
February.
17th.
You didn't hop off in February or March because that's ridiculous.
I came in here July 17th, and people were talking about the Yankees trading for Ohtani because Buster only floated it on ESPN. I said, that's Yankees for clicks. The season is over. They got beat in Colorado. I'm like, this team sucks. They find ways to lose. They're not winning a damn thing. I'm out. You guys keep the faith, though.
But you didn't think that in that March. March. You didn't think that. And that's,
I've never,
and that's what we're talking about now.
There wasn't 1 year in March that I was out on the Yankees. Why, how does that work? How do you do that?
It can't. And that's part of being a fan, by the way, is the peaks and valleys and the ups and downs. And yes, this sucks way more for the fans than it does for the Yankees and for Gerrit Cole, even with the Tommy John. It sucks way more for you, the fan, and for the people who are listening right now than it does for the actual organization and the players and stuff, because they have to live with it every single day.
Yeah, and that's why as a fan, on the fan, talking to fans, I'm trying to talk some of y'all off the ledge. I'm trying to hit y'all with reality that, like, we don't know what's going to happen. The Yankees did not have Gerrit Cole the first half of last season. They were 20, 25 games above 500 at one point. Oh, yeah, Keith, but they had Juan Soto. Okay, now they have Cody Bellinger. Now they have Paul Goldschmidt. Now embrace the Martian. Let's see what this team looks like. Can you give them an opportunity to become Jets fans? Can you give Justin Fields an opportunity to become your quarterback? 888-808-1019. I'm going to sprinkle in a little bit of the Justin Fields conversation when we come back. But if you're on hold to talk the Yankees or you know talk about Gerrit Cole and everything else, of course we're going to do that too. Keith McPherson on the fan. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.
When this happened, you talked about it on the fan.
A high pop-up. He's going to do it at shortstop. Jeter. Jeter on the outfield grass makes the catch. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. And Doc Gooden pitches a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, 11:30, as we proceed to give you what you need. All right, back at it on the fan, talking about the Yankees.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He's talking about Gerrit Cole, but the Jets fans out there, they want to talk Justin Fields, too. I feel like the fan base is split again. They do a good job at splitting the fan base right down the middle. They do a good job at, we don't want a first-time defensive coach. Why not? This is the best first-time defensive coach out there. Hired. We don't want to hire the coach before the GM. Well, what does it matter if we go get the best coach out there? Done. We got to keep Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers gives us the best chance to win. No, Aaron Rodgers Aaron Rodgers is a song that doesn't end. Aaron Rodgers is not good anymore. Get rid of him. Done. Chop you right down the middle, Jets fans. And now, a guy that you could have had back in 2021, a guy that came on the scene for me during that QB1 show. Yeah, he was on that QB1 show, and he was the talk of Georgia football. He was like Cam Newton coming out of Georgia, Justin Fields. And he made some mistakes, you know, going to Georgia, one, because he was just so sure of himself. Jake Fromm goes to a national championship. He thinks he can go to UGA and, like, beat him out. And he gets, you know, he gets used like Tim Tebow when Chris Leak was there. Not even. But then he's got to transfer, right? He's got to get up out of there and go to Ohio State. And that was greener pastures. And now, you know, you look at him and the time that he spent with the Bears. These guys that are in your building from the Detroit Lions, yeah, they're familiar with him. They watch film on him. They've seen him play with Da Bears. And these guys in your building that went to Ohio State, Garrett Wilson and Jeremy Ruckert, yeah, they're familiar with him. They were in school with him. He was the guy. Let him become. Give him the chance to be the guy. This is a young quarterback on the market, an athletic quarterback on the market that was coveted. Giants fans were interested in him. A lot of teams were interested. The Steelers were interested in him. But you know what? The Steelers benched him. And you got to look back at those games. When those games started, he was undefeated. When those games started, he was a threat to run the ball, throw the ball. And I'm tired of people saying he can't throw. That's like, come on. He can throw the ball. They got to work with him. They got to make a game plan for him. They're going to want to go play action. They got to run the ball, not just with Breece Hall, but also Braylon Allen and some design runs for Justin Fields. You know, a couple seasons ago, he had a historic rushing season, three seasons ago. And then even two seasons ago, he really got cooking with DJ Moore. So much so, DJ Moore was lobbying for them to keep him and not go to Caleb Williams. And DJ Moore made a fuss about it. He was down for Justin Fields. So I think this is a guy that people like. I think he's good in the locker room. I think he even handled the situation well with Russell Wilson and getting benched. But he wanted an opportunity to be the starter. I think he definitely beats out Tyrod Taylor. But I also think Tyrod can help him. And I think this new setting, you know, I hear people, oh, New York's gonna eat him alive. This kid has already gone through so much since he was a high schooler, like I just outlined for you. Give him a chance to come here and be a threat. And you know what? Maybe he is just a stopgap quarterback. Maybe he's your quarterback of the future. Maybe you get a better year out of him than you expected. This kid was in line with Trevor Lawrence, bro. It was always supposed to be those two. That's why when the draft shook out where it was Zach Wilson and Trey Lance, like all that was draft propaganda. And then he falls to 12 to Chicago. You're getting a guy that's, you know, still a work in progress. You're getting a guy that I think is going to light up some things in MetLife, whether it's running the ball, throwing the deep ball. And yeah, we'll talk about it. He gets out of Pittsburgh. He comes to the Jets. You got to just give them an opportunity. You can't just say, oh, same old Jets. This guy sucks. When was he good? Maybe Aaron Rodgers goes to the Steelers. I was on last night talking about, I don't know, do the Giants try to sell him now that the Steelers are in play, the Vikings are in play? Like, oh, you don't want to be the next you don't want to be the next Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. You don't want to follow in his full circle. Well, yeah, now maybe he's going to the Steelers, and that brings up the Giants. Like, are the Giants going to trade for Joe Milton? Boom, bazooka, Joe Milton. He's available. You heard the Patriots traded for or signed Josh Dobbs, so they're making him available for trade. I don't know. If you were willing to trade for Matt Stafford, I would go get Joe Milton. And I still draft a young quarterback. Like, I don't know what the Giants are going to do. We'll talk about Paulson, Debo, and we'll talk about Chauncey Golston from the Dallas Cowboys. There was another move they made. They got a tackle. But we'll get to it. Just sprinkle in a little football for the fans that don't care to talk about the Yankees and Garrett Cole and the Mets fans. We'll get to you as well with Juan Soto homering and it just being glorious as a Met fan right now to be like, the Yankees are cooked. CJ's out on Long Island. CJ, you're on the fan. Go for it.
What's going on, Keith? How you doing tonight, man?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to say, man, I totally agree with you on everything. These Yankees fans that are doom and gloom, season hasn't even started yet. There's so many injuries around the league, it's not even funny. One guy being out doesn't mean it's over. We got so many other guys, it's not even funny, that need to step up and be the next man up. We don't even know the next moves that Cashman and the office are thinking about making. Like, who's to say they don't go out and go get another bat soon? Who's to say they don't make a sneaky trade like they always do in some way, shape, or form? It doesn't need to be right away, but it could be at some point in the season, early, or near the deadline when they really, really need something. At the end of the day, this team is leaps and bounds better than it was last year. I'm so tired of hearing about last year. It's done. It's over with. Real Yankee fans are going to go to Yankee Stadium and show out for this team because they're defensively better than they were last year. And you know what? They're still going to hit the ball around. And that's the bottom line of it all.
Thanks for the call, CJ. I disagree with their, what do you say, leaps and bounds better than last year's team? Last year's team was a World Series team. Last year's team went toe-to-toe with the Dodgers but had self-inflicted wounds. I won't know. I can't base it off of spring training and, in theory, moves that this Yankees team is better than last year. But I am rocking with you as far as, like, they tightened up the screws. We don't have to watch Gleyber Torres boot a ground ball or throw the ball into the dugout. We don't have to watch, the game on the line and Verdugo takes a couple steps in and then the ball's over his head or Clay Holmes on the mound blowing 14 saves. Rizzo being too cooked to cover first base. Yeah, now you don't have to worry about Gerrit Cole not covering first base either. You know, I really do think that the bullpen is the strength now. I mean, it's been New York Penn Station, all stops here, all aboard. I'm not getting off the train. The Cole train's not running, but like this train is going, man. And you don't have to be on. You do not have to be on. You can hate the team. You can hate the organization. You can say you're done watching and you're not going to Yankee Stadium. There are millions of people that are pulling up. There are millions of people that are sitting in their seats, popcorn ready, saying, yeah, start the movie. Start the movie. I've seen the trailer. Start the movie, though. Josh is in Passaic on the Fan. What's up, my guy?
Hey, Keith. How was your weekend? How did you enjoy it?
I don't know, man. I don't even remember the weekend now. Today was a lot, though. The Cole news and everybody reacting. And people texting me. Like, don't text me. You think I don't know? I knew yesterday.
Yeah, they wanted your reaction. And at least you had, 2 days before it actually got confirmed to prepare yourself for it.
I knew Friday when I was on. Paul's the one that hit me with it Friday, and I knew. Deja vu. I kept saying it the second time around. Fool me, can't fool me. Like, fool me, he's done.
Right, and anyway, I'm trying to tell all the Yankees fans the same thing is that, they always find that next pitcher. And, Stroman always plays well for the first few months of the year. So that'll be hopefully, you're hoping till Luis Gil comes back. And some of the best baseball they played last year was in the beginning of the year without Cole. It's not because they didn't have Cole, but they can still survive without him. And I just like how they're all giving up on the season. And people that are saying we should have never traded Michael King for Juan Soto, that makes no sense. You had a nice amount of pitchers last year, and you do what you can to win the World Series this year. And you'll think about it next year. I just can't stand these people.
Yeah, those aren't the kind of people that you want in your circle. You don't want in your group chat. You don't want to go to the game with, because it's like they just have a loser's mentality. They're quitters. They're like... People like that, you're never going to be anything in life. You're never going to achieve anything. You got to understand, like you got to go through it to get to it. Anything worth having comes with a challenge, adversity. Like, pressure makes diamonds. Like, all of those things are cliche, but they're real.
And look at how many pitchers the Dodgers were missing last year. And yet they still won the World Series. They played fantastic baseball.
I thought about leaning into the Dodgers, right? Because the Dodgers didn't have, they did it without Kershaw completely, but they didn't have Tyler Glasnow. They didn't have Dustin May, Tony Gosselin. But then the counter to that is like, they had Ohtani. They had Mookie Betts. They had Freddie Freeman. And then they go for it at the deadline every single year. The Yankees don't do that. So it's tough to use the Dodgers as an example. I will use the Rangers as an example, though. 2 years ago, they lost DeGrom, right? DeGrom was their big signing, their best pitcher. They lost DeGrom. But then also, what did they do at the deadline? They added Jordan Montgomery. They added Scherzer. They added Chapman. They didn't leave a stone unturned, and they turned up when they had to, and they got it done.
I can't stand people just giving up 3 weeks before the year. And before I get to a little basketball, with our Devils keep, Markstrom, Friday night looked like he just came off like a red eye flight. The guy was like moving in slow motion. I think it was like 6 goals on like 25 shots. And Jake Allen played much better on Sunday. And hopefully he'll get back to where he is.
So now you're hanging up your Nico Dawes jersey. You need a Jake Allen jersey?
I don't know. Markstrom was amazing when he was healthy. I'm just hoping it's, as he's coming back. Well, he was brutal. And, they played a good team, the Jets. At least they were able to come back and get that win versus the Flyers. All I need to just believe in them again is just see consistent
wins. Win more than you lose the rest of the way here. Give me a couple wins a week.
They're still in that three seed. Yeah, and everyone knows it. Just got to get into
it. Can't quit on the Devils either, bro. We don't know what's going to happen. Jack Hughes is one man. That's the thing. It's a team sport, and these are grown men. They're not packing it up.
And they also are missing Dougie. That's a big kid. And, right. And then going on to the NBA, still can't understand how the Nets always pull off these wins. And, at this point, I feel like we gave up on them really trying to get into that play-in race, and then they come out and beat the Lakers. But D'Angelo Russell, I used to love this guy a few years ago when he's on the Nets before they traded him. This guy looks pretty washed.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here we go. First pitch time, 8:31. And Jeter swings. It's a high drive to left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Derek Jeter hits a first ball fastball deep in the bleachers in left field. And on the first pitch of the game, the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Go Brooklyn, go Brooklyn, go Brooklyn. How about those Brooklyn Nets? They don't know what to do, huh? The Jekyll and Hyde Nets this year. They don't know what they want to do. You trying to lose? You tanking? Or you trying to win? Oh, no, you trying to win. You trying to get to the plan? You trying to draft somebody? What you trying to... They don't know. Too many different people in the... too many people with varying expectations and different things in the Nets world. They don't know what they're trying to do. Oh, my bad. I just exited out of my live stream. Sorry if you are watching me live. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I literally, the way the MacBook is with this touchpad, if you roll over, look at that. Wow, that's sick. I went from exiting out of my stream by accident, and then I popped back in. I guess I got back in quick enough. 1,664 people still there. It went to zero to 1,600 quickly. So let's keep rocking. 888-808-1019. I'll take a couple calls here, then we got a break, update, and then good morning. I'll see you on the other side. Lou is in Astoria on The Fan. You got it, Lou.
Hey, Keith, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. I mean, obviously not great with the state of the New York Yankees, but it's not breaking my stride. Not yet.
Hey, listen, you're just like my son. You believe that we're going to win. We're going to win. I'm very realistic, and I think that I called you before and said that we're better than last year. He's got to be out of his mind, okay? When we don't have Soto, now we don't have our ace for the rest of the year.
Stanton.
Ridiculous. But anyway.
Luis Gil.
I'm very happy. Okay.
Yeah, you can't say that the Yankees are leaps and bounds better than they were last year when we don't have four major players, the rookie of the year, the ace of the staff, the ALCS MVP, and Juan Soto. Like, we can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, if that was in the afternoon, those hosts, they would have hung up on the guy. But anyway, Justin Field, I'm very happy. I'm glad Aaron is gone, Aaron Rodgers is gone. This is the guy that I really want. I remember watching his last game in college. Before the draft came in, he looked outstanding. And that's the guy I won, and we end up with Zach Wilson, but, hey, that's history.
Yep.
Anyway, I got a question for you. We talked about yesterday about Rick Pitino that, hey, he has a skeleton in the closet, and Trevor Bauer is out there, and we need pitching. Can we give this guy a freaking chance? I mean, because it's all about winning when it comes to our city. In the world, if he wins 8 in a row, like I was telling you, it's not that he's going to be forgiven, but he's going to, let Jetski the man a chance. He can still pitch, okay? I don't understand why he's not giving him the chance. What does it take? I mean, our commander in chief right now, and I know you don't want to talk politics, Mr. Trump, He has a worse record than this guy right now, and he's the president of the United States. You thought.
Thanks for the call, Lou. 888-808-1019. I'm going to take this all the way to the break. Let me speak for 2 minutes here. The New York football Giants have a better chance at signing Colin Kaepernick to play quarterback for them week one than the New York Yankees have of signing Trevor Bauer to join their rotation in place of Gerrit Cole. I see what you did with our president. He was voted president by a lot. He was voted president. Like, it isn't a matter of skeletons in his closet. The people voted for him. He's a president. I see what you did with Rick Pitino. That's completely different. I talked about Pitino and St. John's it being a Catholic school and Catholics believing in forgiveness, and he's repented for his sins and all this other stuff, and now look at the blessings he's bestowing on the... That's different. And the skeletons in Rick Pitino's closet that we know about that aren't in the closet, they're nothing like we've found out about Trevor Bauer. And I know all these people want to say guilty until proven innocent. No. If Trevor Bauer was going to get back into Major League Baseball, a smaller market team would have done it already. If Trevor Bauer was good enough, he would have got an opportunity. He pitched in Mexico. They've seen him pitch. Wasn't he pitching in the Korean League or Japanese League, MPB, something like that? There's enough film on him. There's enough data on him that if he was still this Cy Young caliber pitcher and he won the Cy Young in the 60-game season, the COVID year, if he was good, he'd be in Major League Baseball. So let's move on from what he did with the ladies, allegedly. He's not good anymore. And the New York Yankees, you'll see Anthony Volpe pitch before you see Trevor Bauer. And no shot at Volpe. I'm saying like a position player will get a start before Trevor Bauer even get a snip. Like, and you could talk about Gerrit Cole in their passage. He's not good, and he's not worth the negative attention. He was in this exact studio I'm in a couple years back, not even last year, talking to BT and Sal. I said, yeah, the Mets should go ahead and run it because they had some history with him in the past. Nobody's putting that stain on their organization because he's not worth the stain. He's not good. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll say good morning on the other side. BRB.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.